请接受我谦卑的礼拜，一切的荣耀归于释迦Prabhupada。我们今天非常的荣幸再次邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj 继续来给我们讲述灵性道路上内心的障碍系列讲座。今天的主题是疯狂。那我们现在有请 Maharaj Hare Krishna Maharaj
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.
So Maharaj, yes. Would you please, you know, chant the prayer Jaya Radha Madhava?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Shravana Sangari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kukijana Vallabha Shri Varadhani Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kukijana Vallabha Shri Varadhani Yasodanandana Rajajanarantikana Yamunatiravanachari Jayatamakasakam Kujavihari Gopijana Vallabha Jivarana Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastava Bahula Bhaktavedanta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Radha, Madhava Radha, Madhava Radha, Krishna Balaram, Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Gauranitai,
श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, श्री श्री राधा की धारी की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय,
जय
गौर ब्रह्मानंदे
हरि हरि बोल।
ओम अज्ञानम तिमिरम नच्च ज्ञानंजनम शलाकाय चक्रमेकम तस्मै श्री गुरवे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन स्वयं रूपकरामहं तदात्मकोपनाथ सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामाद्भ्य पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव शांतिवंदन। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण टू एवरीबॉडी।
大家हरे कृष्ण
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
谢谢大家的参与。
Opportunity。
谢谢大家给我这个机会来给大家再继续讲述这个主题。
So please come and participate. Please come and take. We'll have discussion. We'll have some katha.
所以非常的欢迎大家的参与，然后来加入我们今天晚上的 Krishna Katha。就是讲述 Krishna 的话题。
So this is good, you gave me some time. So this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, in first cantos, Sukadeva Goswami, the Sutta Goswami, all the 80,000 the rishis, they ask the question before Sutta Goswami.
在圣顶不加瓦坛的第一篇中，在南米舍尔兰亚森林的圣者们，有那么多的圣人，有8万个圣人在那边在场，在询问苏塔古斯法米这个问题。
So this is the they make the solution and this the six question.And they ask Sutta Goswami, and that was the pillar of Bhagavatam.
那这个南米沙拉雅森林的圣者们询问 Sutta Goswami, 关于这个生命的问题，那所提出的6个问题，其实基本上就是整个圣顶不加瓦坛的这个基础。支柱。
So the first question was, what is the Shreya? What is the good for us? What is the destinations?
那提出的圣人们提出的第一个问题就是说，那对普通大众来讲，就是什么是他们最终究的利益呢？他们的目的是什么呢？
So I don't want to go detail because why I come this thing mind because it is because that time also people have many ideas of how to get benefit ourselves. So many people has many idea, many spiritual organization has many idea, but nothing was worked out. It means nothing was. giving the right results.
在当时其实人们也会有各种的想法怎么样才能够去获得生命的这个利益。但是问题是众说纷纭，没有一种方法是彻底的可以解决人类的问题的。
So, because they are decided to do long time of fire sacrifice, but instead of when they do, they put the ahuti, the ghee, instead of fire, so the only smoke come out, so they are completely bewildered. What would they do?
所以当时他们本来是要举行一个很长时间的祭祀，可是他们竟然到最后放进去的是那个这个酥油 ghee， 那以至于燃起的并不是火，而是一些烟，这些熏烟。那所以他们就不知道这样子该怎么办呢？
So these are the question are also according to Vishnu Chakra Thakur the three.The six questions they ask according to the samanda avideho prayojan. In that, what is the relation, what is the samanda, and avideha, and prayojan.
那Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur 他说，圣者们提出的这 六个问题是根据就是 Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana 的这个三部曲就是来回答他们的。
So first they first ask the question, what is our prayojan? Prayojan is what is the destination? What is the goal of our life?
首先他们提出的第一个问题是关于我们的生命的目标到底是什么？
And how to achieve it, that is the abhidhaya.
那第二个问题是关于就是那要到底要怎么样才能够达成这个生命的目标呢？所以这是abhidhaya.
Yes. So that is the how to achieve means how to get it. So that is the abhidhaya.
就是关于了解了生命的目的，生命的目标是什么之后，第二个问题就是要问，那么要如何能够达到这个生命的真正的目标呢？这个是 abhidhaya。
And what is the relation? What is the sambandha? What is the relation with Supreme Personality of God?
What is the lesson?
Relation.
A relation. Relation. Okay. 然后再来就是询问，就是我们跟至真主的关系是什么？
What is the sambandha? What is our relation?
So, sambandha, 先了解我们跟至尊主的关系， sambandha 是什么？是什么关系？
Sorry, actually I was not, but it's come my mind, because I was going to say, because this is the benefit, because in the Kali Yuga, because it is so much people are mad, because today we are going to start.Speak on in madness.
因为今天我们要谈论关于就是疯狂的这个主题啊，这个障碍，那所以我才会联想到这些南米沙沙亚森林的圣者们，他们在询问什么是人类真实的利益。那因为相较下，这个世界的人是那么的疯狂。所以他们提出这个真实的对人类真实有益的东西，可以形成一个很强烈的对照。
So that's why I was asking all of you, please come and please let us discuss. Let us discuss about the Lord's activities. The discussion about Lord pastimes.And this is the, the power of the Katha. So the madness will go away. Because the madness is, the material madness is a great obstacle in our material and spiritual life.
那无论是在物质的层面还是灵性的层面，疯狂其实都是一种非常大的一种障碍，所以我们要怎么样才能够驱除这个障碍呢？就是人们聚在一起讨论关于 Krishna 的话题，好 ，Krishna Katha， 这个是非常强而有力的方法，可以帮助我们驱除这样的疯狂。
So that's why I'm giving you all of you thank you.Because you are coming, don't have time, night time still, all of you coming and listen. So this is the very good, because people are mad after listening many things, which is useless katha.
那在晚上大家下班了以后，休息的时间还能够来加入这个讨论这个聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，真的是非常非常好的一件事情。因为想想看，这个世界上有多少人，他们都在疯狂的在追逐聆听那些毫无意义的那些话语，那些主题呢？
So the madness, this is the one of the big obstacle in our life.
在我们的生命中，疯狂真的是最大的障碍的其中一种。
And you know how people are so mad about nothing.
那我们都知道，就是人们是多么的疯狂的，是多么的疯狂的，在追逐那些就是到头来是一无所用的东西。
So, they are so much endeavor, and they are so much doing so many great efforts. They are doing many, no, they are always busy, always mad, like get things to be done. So that is to get things, the material things. So they have become so mad.
人们真的是非常疯狂的，就是在追逐这个所谓的物质的层次的东西。他们是那么的投入，好，那么的疯狂，然后庸庸碌碌的，就是忙于在追逐这些一无所用的东西，所以他们会陷入一种所谓的疯狂的状态。
And you can see, like 50-60 years ago, or 100 years ago, we can find out that not so much mad people. Now in Europe, many places it is coming in newspaper, every 3% one is psych problem.
What problem?
Psych problem, no? Psychist.
Oh, I see. Okay, every 3%.
Yes, in Europe.
Okay.
Okay,
我们如果想在差不多100年前，好像并没有那么多人是像现在的这个年代的人这么的疯狂，可是现在真的是越来越多人有这种疯狂的现象，像在欧洲，每三个人就有一个人有心理问题。好。
So people don't have faith.Wife, husband, wife, son, daughter, no? They are so much, what to say, like they are so much suspect, so much, no faith.
No faith.、
No faith. They are suspects, no?
Oh, suspect, I see.
Suspect.、
那人们呢就是对生命充斥着各种的怀疑。他们没有信心，这种飘荡的失根的这种状态非常的严重，所以他们的心，大部分的人心都生病了。
So in you can in Ramayana, Mahabharata, in great literature in like 300, 400, 500 years ago, not people are not so much psych problem. There is no such a record.Now the people are so much in disordered, like mind disordered, no? They have minds, but no, mind, mind is not working, people.
Mind is not what?
Not working properly.
Not working, I see. 所以现在的人跟以前的人真的是每况愈下，很可怕。我们看那个 Ramayana 好，还有就是 Mahabharata 那当时的人300年前、400年前，甚至500年前，Maharaj, why you say just 500 years ago is more Mahabharata?
No, not Mahabharata. There is not such a case. We cannot find out.
没关系，反正 Maharaj 就说在。我们回顾那个这种古史啊，就是当时的人真的没有那么多的迹象，没有那种记录，就是人们的那种疯狂。但是现在的人真的完全就不一样了，现在的人真的越来越疯狂，然后大家的这个心理的那种 心理的疾病，就是精神病的人也越来越多了。
Because the madness, that because the lifestyles, the habits, so these are the cause. Now the scientists, they are find out how the those days people have not these things, phone, television, so many things, no? And now people have many things, but they lose memory, lose mind, they have a disordered mind, they have like psych problem, so much problem. They have so much disease, so many diseases.
因为这个卡利年代越往后走，就情况每况愈下，这个整个人类的生活形态越来越脱轨，然后人们越来越陷入疯狂的一种物质的生活形态，所以这些科学家医学界的人他们就发现人们记忆力减退，然后心智整个活动都非常的混乱混乱，然后因此就是有很多的心理疾病就是语言产生所以这就是现在的人的这种真实的这种处境。
So I will not go to detail these things. Actually we know how the lifestyles is now complete, the habits and lifestyle is completely like ruined completely, so manylike bad things. So this way, so still there is some hope how we can not become mad, materially mad.
Yeah. 所以我们知道现在这个不需要再讲太多，大家其实我们就是置身于这个物质的存在中，所以我们太清楚在这个物质世界中人们的生活的习性生活的那种方式这种很恶劣的这种习惯造就了什么样的一种人的那种身心的这种状态。那但是幸运的是我们有一种希望可以帮助我们，而这个希望呢它不是一种物质性的东西。
So Krishna Bhagavad Gita, many places he mentioned how this is the one of the obstacle, this is the pramad, this is called the madness, in Sanskrit called pramad, pramad alasya nidra stanni badhanati bharata, in 14 chapter 8 slokas, he mentioned tattva matva jnanajam vidhi mohinam sarvadehinam pramad alasya.So many verse he spoke about pramad, how people become mad.
在国家梵歌中Krishna, 讲述了关于 pramad. 那 pramad 就是疯狂的梵文词 pramad. 那在国家梵歌第14章的第八节诗Krishna 就有谈到了关于这个疯狂。这个事情。
So
Maharaj, you need to read a verse?
As you like, I don't know. If you can, yeah.
好好，这节诗的译文是 Bharat 的子孙啊，要知道来自无知的愚昧属性，使一切有物质躯体的生物产生幻觉。这种属性使人疯狂、懒惰。和昏昏欲睡，这些都束缚受制约的灵魂。
So these are the Prabhupada sometimes says this is the crazy people, no? Like lazy and crazy people. These are madness means craziness. You know,
所以Srila Prabhupada 说啊，这一类的人就是叫做疯狂还有懒惰的人了，嗯。
Many crazy people and we know those are mad people, they don't know what they are doing.
我们知道有很多疯狂的人，其实他们根本就不知道自己在干什么。
And this is the sign of, and they can't do anything because they don't know, their mind is not working properly.
那这就是疯狂的一种征兆，就是他们连自己在干什么都不太清楚，他们的心智很不清明，搞不清楚自己在干什么。
So we need good mind to be Krishna consciousness. We need good mind, best mind.
所以我们必须要脱离这种昏昧的这种心智状态，我们要处在 Krishna 意识知觉之中，就是有很好的保持一种非常高层的一种清明的一种心智状态。
So this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada message, and Prabhupada demonstrate himself how if someone take Krishna consciousness, how he become, his mind become good, his mind become very good, not very good, become very super good. So how it is?
那这个 Srila Prabhupada 呢？Maharaj, you say Srila Prabhupada demonstrate in Chaitanya Charitamrita?
No, he demonstrated himself when he went to America. He make first class people, these mad people, they become first class people, the hippie, you know? So make them first class people. Before they are mad people. Like.
Yeah, yes. Srila Prabhupada 呢他就向我们就是展现了他当年他到美国去的时候，他确实把那些陷入疯狂的人转化成借由 Krishna 知觉意识，把他们转化成第一流的人，那些嬉皮士他们本来是那么就是处在那种麻醉自我的这种状态疯狂的人让他们吸食麻醉的东西物品的人能够变成第一流的人，处在那么高层的层面上。
So this is the power of holy name. How he, the Prabhupada and the good, the devotee, the pure devotee, when pure devotee chant and dance and he give the lesson, when someone can hear, so he can make the even mad people, they become good.
所以从这件事了，帕布帕给我们就是视线的，就是把嬉皮士变成第一流的人，我们就知道圣名的力量到底有多么的巨大，不可思议。一个纯粹奉献者，他唱诵吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，他在唱诵中起舞，还有他谈论关于 Krishna 的话题，他有多么大的净化力量，可以把疯狂的人转化为这样子意识层次知觉层次这么高的人。
So in the material world, so people are different degree. They become mad different degree. Someone 1%, someone 2%, someone 5%, someone 10%, someone 50%, 90%, like that.
在物质世界中，人的疯狂的程度不一有的人是5%的疯狂，有的人10%，有的人15%，有的人更高的比例50%、70%，各种层次的疯狂。
What degree they have, but because we know how the people are so much mad about many things, so that, and we see how they affect their body and mind.
那根据每个人疯狂的程度不一样，他就会展现出不同的疯狂状态。那有的人他是那么的疯狂的追逐各种的东西，那种疯狂的程度不一，而但是我们知道，总之这样的疯狂对人的身心的影响 其实都非常的大。
So even though people are what degree that, but if they will come the Krishna consciousness and they will chant the holy name.
但是无论人怎么疯狂，他只要能够来到 Krishna 知觉意识中，然后能够念诵圣名的话
，Sometimes they are like some. It is depending our so much previous activities, the bad activities. So for that, the result people are so much suffering about this. So whenSomeone can take Krishna consciousness, practice Krishna consciousness, so he will become as class.
所以我们了解，其实在这个物质生存中，由于人从前世所从事的种种的活动，会带来各种不同的结果。那有些人从事的活动实在太罪恶了，所以他就会在今生就是得到那样子的可怕的各种结果，然后陷入那种疯狂的这种很低层次的一种生命状态。那但是我们的希望是，如果人能够培养 Krishna 知觉意识的话，却能够把我们这种无可救药的状态变得非常有希望，可以变成转化成第一流的人。
So those who were mad, yeah, intoxicated by or madness by many things like sinful activities. So they are also because the sin make them dance. The sinful activity make them dance. They make them dance means they are doing same activities many way.Like sinful people, so they do understand.
那像这样的状况的人，就是他们从事着各种的罪恶活动，他们在罪恶活动中就是起舞，也就是说他们就是身不由己的，就是一直被这个业力操纵着，然后也一直不断的身不由己的作恶。所以我们看到他们的状态就是陷入一种完全的沉沦迷醉就是无以自拔的疯狂的状态。
And those who are pious, they are dancing by pious activities.
而那些虔诚的人他们也是一样，他们在这种虔诚的这种心态中起舞。
And they are thinking, oh, because those who are giving charities, doing penance, they are thinking, oh, we are great.
虔诚活动的人，他们会觉得，他们就会自然，虔诚的人就会去从事这种虔诚的活动，比方说慈善布施啊，所以他们就会从事各种的善行。
The devotee, they dance by the devotion, by the Lord's will.
但是奉献者是非常 pure devotees. 但是纯粹 pure devotee.
Devotee, they dance by devotion. They have whatever some devotion, yes.
那奉献者他们是在奉爱的心态中起舞。
Like devotee, whatever he does, the activities out of his devotion, her devotion. So that devotion can protect her, protect him. So he's, and other people, they dance by other things.
那奉献者是因为他的内心的这种奉爱的情感而起舞，而这样的从事的这样的奉爱的活动，他自然就会保护他。可是其他的层次的人， 他们就是自然会去从事他的不同的知觉状态所会去从事的各种活动，因此也都会受到各种不同的活动，无论是罪恶的活动或者是就是所谓的虔诚的活动的捆绑。
So those were danced by Maya's hand.
那那些在
The yogis.
那不管不论是这个果报性活动者或者是这种瑜伽师，那他们在玛雅的作用之下起舞，也就是说他们在玛雅的作用下在玛雅的手中从事各种的活动，说是处在一种物质的那种幻觉能量中来活动。
So they do many things for their name, fame, prestige.
他们做了很多的事情，其实基本上他们都是为了要得到自己的名望地位这些得到自己的就是满足自己的这种虚荣感，渴望被认可。
So this is the lesson. If we intoxicated by a madness by these things, so difference between the devotee also dancing, the non-devotee also dancing. So what is the difference between this?
所以就是非奉献者们，他们也在陶醉中迷醉中从事各种活动，那奉献者们看起来也是就是一样是在陶醉着起舞，可是问题是他们所从事的活动事实上是千差万别的。
So one means one the dancing with hands of Maya, another is dancing with Lord's hand. Lord's will.
非奉献者们他们在Maya 的作用下跟 Maya 起舞，而奉献者却是在奉爱的情感中为 Krishna 而起舞。
So this is the how we can and we can recognize and those who are dancing by Maya's hand or those who are dancing. So this is the great difference.
那我们知道在玛雅中起舞跟在奉爱的情感中起舞是不一样的。那我们要怎么样能够去辨识呢？
People are so much endeavor and they are making so much hard labor to do like many things, but after that they are not satisfied.
人们呢用尽了他的心力，然后孜孜不倦地去追求他们想望的一切，疯狂的追逐，但是到头来却不满足。
So that's why when Prabhupada he started this moment and he said this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is not new, this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu'sAnd it is like beginning from beginning it is. So when someone, so that's why it looks like the devotee are dancing also, they are like, looks like mad. And the non-devotee, those who are there also mad. But there is great difference.
所以Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj, you mean Srila Prabhupada start Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is not
okay.
New. Prabhupada always said this is not new. This is started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and before that, Lord himself started, the Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they started this. And from Lord also he himself started this. This is not a new movement.
事实上, 主彩坦亚, Mahaprabhu 的运动, 其实它并不是新创的。 其实在主彩坦亚, Mahaprabhu 之前, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, 他们, 很多很多, 他们其实都是在, 早就是在, 传扬这个 Sankirtan 运动了, 好, 就是齐颂圣灵运动, 那 Srila Prabhupada, 他来开始, 就是来, 来传扬这个主彩坦亚, Mahaprabhu 的使命, 其实这也不是什么, 这不是新, 新, 新创的, 啊, 不是他自己创新的, 那所以在这个, 这场运动中呢, 人们在圣灵中陶醉, 啊, 就是, 就是高歌曼舞, 那这是一种很, 很, 很美妙的, 啊, 一种状态, 那跟世俗的人, 在玛雅的作用下的, 这种活动是截然不同的。
So, so Prabhupada make them, and Prabhupada completely surrender to Krishna, and he pray to Krishna, please, you are taking me in Western countries, and you make me whatever you want to do, make me your doll, no? Dancing doll. However you can, anyway you can make me dance, if I, whatever you like, as you like.
所以, Srila Prabhupada, 他是全然臣服于 Krishna 的意愿, 按照 Krishna 的意愿, 他去到了西方国家, 所以他刚到西方国家的时候, 他心里, 他的整个心态, 就是把自己是完全置于 Krishna 的就是安排之中。他说，就是我现在是你手中的木偶，你要我起舞，我就随你起舞吧。好，就是随你的意愿，让我按照你的意愿起舞吧。So
so Mahaprabhu also did even great personality. They become also dance. They dance. Before they were hesitate to dance. Sarambhattacharya, Adithacharya. They don't like dance. What is the dance? How? Those who are actually, those who are thoughtful people, those who are rishi, the muni, those who are, they should think, they sit down and they just meditate upon Krishna. Lord, so what kind of this, he brought dance, you know? So as long as one becomes not mad, he cannot dance.
其实人如果没有真的陷入所谓的这种情绪的高亢疯狂的状态，其实要跳舞，其实应该也跳不起来的。那朱彩坦亚马哈帕布他真的是让很多伟大的人物起舞。 比方说, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, 还有很多，知道以前有很多的， 不管是 Rishi, Muni, 很多的圣人, 他们其实都是在以打坐冥想的一种方式在修行, 可是主彩坦亚 Mahaprabhu 却让那么多的大圣人, 伟大的人物, 都起舞了, 那这就是一种灵性的, 灵性的陶醉状态。
So this is the power of Krishna's, the devotees, and so how even great personalities, they think they become so humble, and they become so, they themselves think they are so low, and they can do anything. Means they can, like, even sometimes, even big people, they cannot sit in underneath, no? Like the King Pratapudra Maharaj, Sarum Bhattacharya, but they roll in the dust of Prabhupada, they roll in under, like Mahaprabhu, when they chant in Jagannath Puri, we have the Kirtan, you see, they roll in the ground. And these are the respectful people. They are the like big scientists. Now the scientist professor, not scientist in front, they are not, they are like greater than big scientist, big professors.
That time. 年代有一些真的都是大人物，包括一个国王叫 Prataparudra 国王，他是那么崇高的地位，还有像 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya， 他们都是那么的样的不可思议的大学者。那但是他们却都臣服了，哈，他们的臣服让他们变得是那么的谦卑，那么的柔软。把自己放在就是很低的位置，所以但是就因为这样的谦卑可以展现出那么巨大的力量，让他们变得无所不能，所以这个他们甚至于可以在圣名中在地上打滚，也就是说在这个爱的疯狂之中，他们已经放下了自己的身段，这是灵性的狂喜，灵性的疯狂。
So this is the how the greatness, how people, because if you are not that stage, you cannot dance, and you can, because you should become, if you, that is the and you know how the people, in some place they make fun, they dance, some people they sigh, they went away, and some people are, so these are, but Mahaprabhu make dance all whole world. How if someone can come and take participate, and they can get the happiness, really they can understand their the goal of life.
所以当时在主垂泰呀马哈帕布这个齐颂圣名的运动那时候在展开的时候，真的是这是一场巨大的伟大的这个的运动，本来人们就是关于这个舞蹈这个事情，人们可能都会有所犹豫的啊，可能就是说要跳舞的话人们都会闪开，可是主彩太阳马哈帕布他的巨带来这么如此巨大的这种纯粹风爱的力量，在圣灵的这种力量之中淹没所有的人的心，让人们在灵性的疯狂中感受到那种极乐，然后也在那种状态下，人们就是真正的觉悟了自己生命的真实的目标。
So they are so much, they so much observe when Mahaprabhu was dancing in Jagannath Puri, and Prataparudra Maharaj was watching.And in front of one of the servants, Prataparudra Maharaj, he was standing there and doing some garden something. So he was standing somebody's in front one devotee. So one devotee, he says, why are you standing here? Just get out from here. And he didn't listen and he slapped him. So, and it was...
Slap who?
Slap the servant of Prataparudra, King Prataparudra Maharaj. So the servant was very angry because they have power, they can put in jail, they can do anything. But Prataparudra Maharaj says, don't do this, because they are, you see how they are observed in Kirtan, how they are so much observed. They're ecstasy. These are mad. These are not madness, material madness.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped the servant of Prataparudra.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. 那当时主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在狂喜中起舞的时候 ,Prataparudra 国王他是那么那么的想就是看到主彩坦亚马哈巴布的舞蹈，然后他就派了一个就是仆人，就是走近靠近就是主彩坦亚马哈巴布。那当时主彩坦亚马哈巴布的同游看到这个国王的仆人的时候，就是制止他，就是 就是不让他们靠近，就是赏他一巴掌。然后那个时候，这个事实上国王是非常有权力的，可以把这个打他的人给抓起来关起来的。但是 Pratapa Rudra 国王呢，他就制止了这个这件事，他这么做，因为他不想要打扰了朱彩太阳马哈帕布的整个这个超然的极乐的这个逍遥时光。那他自己也是在这种灵性的狂喜中，灵性的疯狂中，他整个被吸引了，所以他也忘我，就是阻止了他的仆人做这件事情。
So these are the if actually if the devotees follows by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, follows by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path, so anybody, if that is the transcendental madness, actually real madness, this is a real, like so much observing in Krishna consciousness that can help the devotee, that living entities go back home to, back to Godhead.
嗯，对，所以刚才讲到所有的人，连国王他们都一直在疯狂的看着朱彩檀雅马哈巴布的起舞，就是疯狂的陶醉。那这样的就是一个人如果能够追随朱彩檀雅马哈巴布的道路的人，他必然能够进入这样的超然的真实的这种层次的疯狂，一种超然的疯狂。可是这样的疯狂却能够把人带回就是我们原本的家园。
In material people, they are mad after money, after fame, after wealth, after woman, man. So these are, and what they get in last, zero, nothing.But, you know, if someone can that much degree, that much intoxicated by devotion, so they can get so much benefit. So this is the Mahaprabhu teachings, how we can observe.The Krishna consciousness. In more and more we observe, then more and more we release the happiness.
嗯，那这个就是，所以你看这个世间啊，这个物质的世界有这么多人是这么的疯狂啊的追逐这个财富。名望地位这些权势，可是问题是他们这么疯狂的毕生的追求，到最后却白忙一场空。可是如果我们把同样的疯狂能够把它转化为奉爱，在奉爱中疯狂，这种超然的疯狂的话，我们却会得到最究竟的这种利益。那所以只有依靠这种在马哈帕布追寻主彩坦亚马哈帕布的道路，好，我们就是让自己就是走在这个 Krishna 知觉的道路上，那我们才能够真正把我们真正内在的那种快乐全部都真正的释放出来。
So, that's it, Bhagavad says.Bhagavad says, Tibrena Bhakti Yogenam Jayanti Purushahapara. So if you, the Tibra Bhakti, so if someone has that much, the Tibra Bhakti is very, how it's called, like intense devotional service, if someone can do, that is the, like one type of a madness. It looks like, he's completely observed, like mad people, they do same thing.So, but the spiritually, when someone so much observe in Krishna consciousness, they are so much intelligent, they are so much powerful, and And he knows how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He demonstrated himself in his life.
But Maharaj, you say, who says this? You say Bhagavad.
It's Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami.
Oh, Bhagavatam. 在圣严伯家瓦坛中有说到，就是，当人处在这种很深度的奉爱的这种层次的层面上，就能够展现出这种非常强烈的这种奉爱的这种很强烈的就是情感，就是在。就是从事奉爱服务的时候能够展示出这种非常非常强烈的这种奉爱的这种情感。那像朱柴坦呀马哈帕布他就是进入了这样的这种这么强而有力的这么强而有力的这种奉爱的这种层次的一种展现让我们看到。
So, and who knows how
I haven't finished. Sorry. 可是这个、okay. 在物质的层面上人们却看起来也是很疯狂。在灵性上人们也是很疯狂可是他们却是天差地别完全不是同一种疯狂的状态。那主宰太阳马哈巴布他也是展现出这样的灵性的狂喜这样的疯狂。但是世俗的人看起来也很疯狂但是却完全是不一样的层次。Hare Krishna Maharaj, sorry.
Yes, no. It is eternal occupations. The jivas eternal occupation to the sankirtan.
这个 sankirtan 呢，是我们每个个体每个个体生命永恒的职责，是永恒跟着我们的东西。
And without this, because when someone attacked by ghost, how their mind is such a, they become so mad.
Attack what?
By ghost.
Ghost, oh.
Yeah.
Can you say again by ghost what?
When the ghost attacked by someone, so his mind completely, he become mad. Matichana, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami said, Pisachi, Pesile Janam, Vatichar Nahoy. So, when someone attacked by ghost, his mind is completely, he become like mad. So, like that, when the living entities without Krishna consciousness, they are like mad.
Na, 是在世俗中打转的疯狂的人他们就很像是被鬼打到一样知道吗被鬼侵袭了所以他们就是鬼迷心窍的就是他们的心智就是整个都失去正常的作用功能了他们就是疯狂的在追逐那些没有用的没有意义的东西
So they are this is the symptom when someone attacked by ghost. So the material people, they are attacked by ghost. The lust, anger ghost, lust ghost, no? Ghost, they are attacked by calm, growth, love, the prestige, power. These are the ghost attacked by them. Though they are attacked by them, they are natural. They are not, their behavior is not natural. And how they...And the occupation is not natural. They do many things. That's why they cannot become happy.
这个世间的人为什么这么不快乐呢？这么不快乐呢？因为他们都已经精神失常了。他们的失常是因为他们被恶鬼所侵袭。这些恶鬼是什么恶鬼呢？好比方欲望的恶鬼，愤怒的恶鬼。贪婪的恶鬼嫉妒的恶鬼恐惧的恶鬼错觉的恶鬼好种种的这些恶鬼侵袭了他们所以他们整个都鬼迷心窍了他们的行为都已经失常他们遗忘了他们自己永恒的职责这是世间的人的 这个现象。
So, Lochan Das Thakur says one of his song, Ahankare Matahaya, Nitai Pada Pasuriya. Asatya, those who are intoxicated by Ahankar pride, and they have become mad. So they, what they do, they Asatya re Satya Kari Mani, they don't discriminate which is truth, which is not truth. And they do, they misly identify this truth become untruth, untruth become truth.
Lochana
Das Thakur.
Lochana Das Thakur, 讲了到，说了这样的话，他说，那些被这个，世俗的这种骄傲所迷醉的人，他们会变得疯狂，他们会没有办法去分辨什么是对，什么是错，什么是真，什么是假，所以他们在这种是非不分的这种状态，处在这种是非不分的状态。
So that's why those who are intoxicated by material things, and we know how they suffer, and they sometimes they cannot understand whether they are suffering or they are enjoying.
那被这种尘世的所有的一切光彩所迷醉的人，他们甚至于完全处在一种没有办法分辨，甚至于连自己到底是在受苦还是享乐都搞不清楚了。
The mad people, we know how they live in under the bridge. They are not taking bedding. Very dirty, and how they are living, you can see how their conditions.
我们看到有一些疯子，他们甚至于都不知道自己该要洗澡，所以我们看到他们那种全身脏兮兮的那种恶臭，整个状态就知道说他们到底是处在一种多么不堪的状态啊。
So those who good people, they can understand what is the madness, what is the how the people are mad and how they are suffering.
可是正常的人，他们就能够区分，他们区分看到就说那些人，他们是在受苦还是享乐，他们就能够有办法去分辨。
So this way, so those who are actually, because they don't know but those who are good people, they can understand it.What is the madness?
那处在疯狂的人，他没有办法辨识真相，不知道自己是处在什么状态。可是那些清醒的人，他就能够明白，什么是非对错，他就能够很好的就是看透。
But those who are mad, they can't understand they are suffering or they are enjoying.
可是在疯狂状况的人，他们竟然连自己是在受苦还是享乐都不知道。
Like camel, they eat thrown things, and they eat their own blood. They take the thorns, no? Thorns, the leaf, no? You know, thorns? They eat thorns. And eat,、yeah. when they eat thorns, they have, the camel have so much wounded, no?He eats himself the blood, and the camel thought, oh, this is very sweet food.
那这个比喻呢，就是以骆驼来做比喻。有些时候骆驼，它在吃到各种的草，树叶，然后吃荆棘。当它吃到荆棘的时候，它荆棘把它的舌头都弄就是弄到了，把他的舌头都弄伤了，流出血了。可是骆驼在吃这个荆棘的时候，他却品尝到他自己的舌头流出来的血，他竟然觉得哇，这个好好吃哦，好甜美哦。所以这个我们世间的人在疯狂的状况下，就像这个骆驼一样，根本就是在喝自己的血，还觉得这个很好喝，很甜美。
So those are mad people, they cannot understand. Those are, at least, that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrutu Jara Vyadhi Dukha Dosanu Darshanam. those who are Janmamrutu, life, death, birth and old age and disease, those who are really intelligent people, they can see these things. Oh, these are the dukha dosan, these are the fault, these are the suffering. They can, those who are intelligent people, they can understand it, they can see it. Or those who are, they cannot understand this. They are nothing. So they don't bother that.
So where is this sloka from?
It is Bhagavad Gita. Janmamrutu jara vyadhi dukha dosanu darshan. It is which chapter? I don't know. I didn't remember the chapter. But it is in Bhagavad Gita.
不加梵哥的一个师姐就是讲到这些真正有智慧的人他就能够去分辨去区分这个什么叫做受苦什么叫做享乐可以洞悉所有的一切。
And those who are real devotees, because devotees are very intelligent. Krishna Bhaja Sevada Chatta, they are very intelligent. Those who are thinking, remembering Krishna's, so they are intelligent.
可是奉献者是非常有智慧的人, 因为他们总是想着 Krishna, 意念着 Krishna, 所以他们处在一种很高等的智慧之中, 不会遭受这样的错乱。
So when Narada Muni play his yantra, his vina, Narada Muni bajaya vina Radhika Rama. So people are dancing, someone crying, someone dancing about the love of God, not like madmen, like those who are after mad with material things. This is the out of love. They dance, they cry.
This is Narada Muni say.
Narada Muni, when Narada Muni play his vina, his
vina. Oh, uh-huh.
Yes. So the people Narada Muni bajaya vina Radhika Ramana name. He play to whom? For whom? Radhika Ramana, who is the husband of Radharani, and he glorify the Krishna's glories. So for, and when someone hired this, Kiyava Kande, Kiyava Mate, even Brahmas, people are there, all dance. When listening Narada Muni's glories, the Narada Muni's song, they heard this song.
当这个圣者 Narada Muni 呢，他在弹着他的 Vina 琴，他在歌唱 Radha 的这个丈夫，这个他在歌唱着 Krishna 的荣耀的时候，那听到的人，他们都在。 爱的疯狂中就是惊都惊呆了，他们就是在那样的这种陶醉之中，就是爱中就是起舞。
So these are the how the devotee they are so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness and they looks like they are mad but they are transcendentally mad after Krishna.
这就是奉献者他们如何就是完全的就是沉浸在 Krishna 的这个荣耀 Krishna 的圣名中的这种爱的疯狂之中所展现的这种情感。
So there is one devotee, you know, on Samananda Prabhu. He is the one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great followers. You know, Samananda Prabhu and Narottamdas Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya, three of them, they study the Vedic literatures, all the Goswami literature under Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan.
那Shivananda.
Shamananda.
Shamananda, and Narottam Das Thakur. Another one is
Srinivasa Acharya. Srinivasa Acharya.
Srinivasa Acharya. Srinivasa Acharya. So they are guided under Jiva Goswami's, then they are.
Yes, they study, they study.
They study, 他们在研读这个伟达的经典。Srinivas,
yes, Srinivas, Sanan, Samananda, and
Srinivas, and Narottam Das Thakur, and yeah.
Samananda. So the Samananda went to Orisha for preaching, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, they went to Bengal for preaching. Bengal, one of the provinces in India, and Odisha also one of the provinces, one of the states.
Who go to Orisha?
Shamananda Prabhu.
Shamananda 去 Orisha. 那 Narottam Das Thakur 跟 Srinivas Thakur 他们去的是去 Bengal, 孟加拉。
So when Shamananda Prabhu is preaching in Orisha, one king was envious, and he wants to kill Shamananda Prabhu.
当这个Shamananda 到了这个 Shamananda Thakur 到了 Orisha 的时候，这个 Orisha 那边的国王他就是心生嫉妒。
So he knowingly he released one because he wants to kill him. So he has one mad elephant. He has many elephant. One elephant become mad. So he take that elephant in front of Shamananda Prabhu to kill Shamananda Prabhu that because he killed many people that elephant because he mad elephant.
那这个 Orisha 的国王呢，他是故意的，因为他嫉妒这个 Shamananda Prabhu， 所以他就故意的放出了一头疯狂的大象。这种疯狂的大象曾经杀了很多人，这个时候他又把它放出来，想要杀死这个 Shamananda。
So mad elephant came in front of Shamananda Prabhu.
所以这头疯狂的大象就朝着这个 Shamananda Prabhu 就是疯狂的奔过来。
So when he sees Shamananda Prabhu, and he's furious. He's very big and very furious elephant, the mad. But in front of Vaishnav, the madness finish. He completely forget. The madness went away, and he becomes so humble. He just giving obeisances to him.
可是很神奇的是，国王放出了这头疯狂的大象，他冲到 Shamananda Prabhu 面前的时候，因为 Shamananda 是一个伟大的奉献者，结果这头疯狂的大象，他的这种极度的疯狂跟愤怒瞬间就是消失，然后他立刻向这个 Shamananda 顶拜，谦卑的顶拜。
So he gave him Gopal. He initiated him. He says he chant his holy name in his ear. He says take this initiation. He give diksha to Shamananda that elephant and gave him name. Your name is Gopal. Okay, you chant now.
然后 Shamananda Prabhu 呢就在这口大象的耳边，向他。就是念诵圣名，然后就跟他说，你的名字就是叫做 Gopal， 他给了这头大象灵性的启迪，就给他的灵性的名字是 Gopal。
So you see how even mad elephant they release him to kill him, but he become a disciple of Shamananda Prabhu, the Vaishnavas das become servant of Vaishnava。
连这样的疯狂的大象都能够在臣服于一个这样纯粹的奉献的 Shamananda Prabhu， 在他的面前他完全就是他的错觉 他的这个疯狂一切的这种都不见了，他就得到了 Shamananda Prabhu 的仁慈得到了他的灵性的启迪。
So this is the how a pure Vaishnava.How he did, how he can correct even mad people, even mad elephant.
所以一个 Vaishnava, 一个奉献者，一个真正的奉献者，他就具备这样的这种纯净的力量，连疯狂的人，疯狂的动物都能够得到他的救赎。
It is not Vaishnava always, Vaishnava, they are hankering for these things. But it is not like that. Vaishnava never do like this for name and fame or hankering something. Vaishnava always humble.
一个奉献者其实一直都是保持在一种非常谦卑的状态。并不是说Shamananda Prabhu 做这些事情是他渴望借由把一头疯狂的大象变成奉献者而希望能够沽名钓誉，让自己就是为人们所仰慕，并没有，他并没有这样。
But sometimes those who are dressed like Vaishnava, they sometimes in Prabhupada also says they become Vaishnava, they come in ISKCON. Sometimes the devotee they become Vaishnava, but they don't do real devotional service. They have other motive.
可是Śrīla Prabhupāda也告诉我们，其实有一些人心怀不轨，其实他们来到了奉献者群中，他们穿着奉献者的服装，可是他们的动机不纯正，他们并不是在真正做奉献者该做的事情。
So it is mentioned in Ramayana. You see, there is true devotee and also duplicate devotee.
在 Ramayana 里头，也谈到了。有一些是真正的奉献者，有些是心口不一的奉献的人，他根本不是真正的奉献者。
So Hanuman is the pure devotee.
那像 Hanuman, 他就是一个纯粹的奉献者。
When Hanuman went to bring the medicine from Himalayas,
当 Hanuman 他到喜马拉雅山去采药的时候。
For Lakshman, for Lord Lakshman, so Ravan know this. Hanuman is going. If one night he will stop somewhere, so Lakshman will not become sent. He will not become alive. No.
Not become alive.
He will not become alive. Means he was senseless. He will not sense. He becomes senseless when.
Who becomes senseless?
The Lakshman.
Lakshman becomes senseless.
Lord Lakshman, yes. And this is the remedy when someone can go and bring this medicine and before sunrise, then he can get up. He will no more senseless. He will become.
So Hanuman to get the medicine for
Himalaya. He went here for medicine, and it is from Sri Lanka to Himalaya. You know, it is far away, like 3,000-4,000 kilometers. And Ravan knows this thing, and Ravan he sent one man Kalanemi. He says, "You go, you become sadhu, become Vaishnav. Then you just make him." You just do the Ram Katha, and Hanuman, he like Ram Katha, so you just make him there the pastime, so Hanuman will forget everything. So when the sun rises, so Lakshman will die. So this was the plan.
Yeah. 那这个有一次那个Rama 的弟弟 Lakshman, 他就陷入了昏迷的状态。那他必须要用一种草药才能够在，而且是在当天，就是在日落之前 ，before sunset, right?
Before sunrise.
Before sunset, 在日出之前必须要，就是拿到这个药，他才有办法，就是把他救活。那但是这个 Ravana 呢，他想要破坏，就是这个计划，他想要置这个 Lakshman 于死地，所以他就派了一个人假装。是一个沙赌，是个圣人，那派他去喜马拉雅山，就是哈努曼要去喜马拉雅山取药嘛，采那个药。那派这个 Ravana 这个恶魔派一个就是假装为圣人的人在喜马拉雅山，就是假装在那边讲，就是吟诵 Rama 的 mantra， 然后讲关于 Rama 的逍遥时光。那他想说，因为哈努曼只要一听到有人在念 Rama 的名字。一听到关于 Rama 的这个的逍遥， 那个哈鲁曼就会陷入就是这种沉醉，就是深深的被他吸引，就忘了他该自己该做什么的那种神定的状态啊。所以因为哈努曼是一个纯粹的奉献者，所以 Ramana 就是想要用这个方法来破坏哈努曼去采药的这个计划。
So those who are the form of devotee, even ISKCON sometimes, those who are the motive is not pure devotion, devotional service. Those who are, they are looking name and fame, this is not good because how long they cannot remain like that, because sometime time will come. So they will cut somebody, look at him, cut them. Krishna will cut them.
那在即便是在 ISKCON 一样也会出现这种问题啊。有些人他们就是假扮这个奉献者来到 ISKCON， 对，穿着奉献者的服装，可是就是他没有办法，却没有办法做奉献者该做的事情。他们来了只是为了要沽名钓誉，追求名望，好，但是问题是这种虚假的这种状态，这种假扮奉献者的状态又能够持续多久呢？早早晚晚 Krishna 一定会被 Krishna 就是逮着，就是所以这种心口不一的这种状态其实是不可能持续很久的。
If we have other motive, that will not help us. And that will not, that devotee cannot help others also.
那拥有这样的不正当的动机，不纯粹的动机，肯定帮不了我们，没有办法真正的帮助到我们，然后这种状态对别人也无法去帮助任何其他的人。
So please do the pure devotion and the target, the goal, as I started, the sixth question Bhagavatam, Sudha Goswami asks in first canto Bhagavatam, what is our goal? So we should not deviate our goal. And why we came, why we become devotees, not name, fame, adoration, not prestige, not power, not fame. So if you go mad after that, then we will not get our target. That will not good for us. Or others also. Cannot also help ourselves also. We cannot help also others.
所以我谦卑的请求所有的奉献者一定要就是好好的就是走在这个纯粹的奉爱的道路的这条路上，就是不要迷途了。就像今天一开始讲的，在Namisharanya 森林的圣者们，他们问什么是真正对人类社会，对人类最究竟的好处，什么是真正该有的目标。所以我们应该要了解这个最究竟的目标啊，是要达到这个纯粹的奉爱服务。我们千万不要误入歧途，然后变成疯狂的去追逐那些跟纯粹的奉爱无关的杂草，好，比方说追求名声啊，地位啊，追求财富，各种的这种追求别人的这种仰慕，这些东西如果我们偏离了我们真正的纯粹奉爱的这个道路的话，那对自己跟对别人都不是一件好事，都帮不了自己也帮不了别人。
So please give up these mentalities. If we have, please give up this mentality and just help yourself and others, and that will be help and that will give us so much pleasure.
所以 我亲爱的奉献者们，请想办法放下那个内心中的杂质，这种错误的心态，让这种心中这种要不得的东西，就是从心中借由纯粹的奉爱服务把它驱除掉。如此当我们有一颗纯净的心，一颗奉爱的心，我们才能够感觉到真正的喜悦和自由。
That's why Krishna says, Oh Arjuna, just cross over these three gunas, mode of goodness, mode of bias and mode of ignorance. Nishtre guna bhavarjuna, nirdanda nirta sattva astam, just establish in yourself nirdanda that nitya sattva, which is visuddha sattva, which is free from all the sattva, above the sattva guna. So that is the transcendental, Prabhupada says it is transcendental goodness. So that will help us also others.
因此 Krishna 才会在《薄伽梵歌》中告诉 Arjuna 要去超越这物质自然三种属性，好，那能够处在超然的这种纯粹的善良属性之中，那稳处在纯粹的善良属性之中，只有这样子才能够真正的摆脱所有的这种痛苦，处在超然的极乐之中。
Thank you, Hare Krishna. The time is.
Hare Krishna.
The time is.
It's 9 o'clock.
Yes, so I have another actual class. We have temple class. So thank you, everybody. And if somebody have question, maybe next time you can take the question, or you have somebody one or two question, you can take it as somebody have doubts.
Maharaj, Sati Mataji sent the question from Ferry. It's okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, 顶拜 Guru, 请问疯狂和幻觉有何关系和区别？疯狂是源于幻觉吗？如何在日常生活中避免让心意陷入疯狂之中？再来第二个问题是，如果心意已经处在疯狂中，如何尽快让它恢复正常呢？ Maharaj, my obeisances to Maharaj, I would like to know what's the difference and relation between madness and illusion. Maharaj?
Madness and illusion.
Yeah.
What is the difference? What is the difference?
What's the difference and the relation? Yeah.
Actually, illusion, this is when the illusion, actually, the madness before is the illusion comes. When is someone illusion, they will become mad. Because illusion, the primary stage is the illusion. And when it is completely illusion, like he become also mad. Because the primary stage is the illusion.
Yes. 幻觉是疯狂的之前的会发生的，人是先处在幻觉之中，当这个幻觉已经到了就是整个全然的处在错觉幻觉之中的时候，就会变成疯狂。
So these are, it is started from illusion. No, illusion is the mother.
所以这个是从幻觉中会生出这个疯狂。好，是先有幻觉，然后才会产生这个疯狂，这样子。OK.
Yes.
Yes. So, 对，这个疯狂是源于幻觉吗？对，其实 Maharaj 已经回答了。那如何在日常生活中避免让心意陷入疯狂之中 ？And also, she would like to know.How to prevent our mind from, you know, getting trapped in madness. How to prevent us from becoming mad in our daily life?
So actually, this is the question, no? How, because why we become mad? Because if someone don't know, actually someone illusion, because someone mad means he is completely no have sense, no like someone mad means the brain is not working. He cannot discriminate.
Yes, but her question is that, but how to prevent?
How to protect that?
How to prevent? Stop the madness.
Stop this.
Prevent it happens.
How to stop this?
Yeah. Just don't make it happen. Don't make the madness happen.
Yes. So do devotional service. You will not make the Krishna. Because madness means the material things, we become mad because we are running after material things. Run after Krishna.
所以怎么样才能够避免让心意陷入疯狂呢？ 就是我们不要去追逐物质的东西， 我们追逐Krishna， 只要追逐Krishna， 就能够避免让心意陷入疯狂之中。
When we run after material things, sense gratification will become mad.
When we run after material things.
Run after material things, sense gratification.
Yeah.
So we become mad, more and more
当我们追逐物质的东西的时候，我们就很容易陷入疯狂之中。 因为追逐物质的东西，就是等于是追逐这些感官享乐，就会让我们陷入疯狂。
So when you concentrate your mind and go after Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's devotee, the prasadam, so these make you good man. Make you your brain fine, intelligent fine.
所以我们要想办法让我们的智力处在非常好的一种安全的状态。 最好就是去追逐Krishna的名声， Krishna的荣耀， Krishna的奉献者， 跟Krishna有关的一切， Krishna-kata， Prasadam， 念诵圣名， 追逐这些可以帮助一个人稳处在强壮的 灵性意识之中，灵性知觉之中。
So if someone can constantly remember Krishna, he is intelligent, will be good. Krishna bhaje jai sevada chatur. He will become great intelligent.
所以如果我们追逐 Krishna 的话， 我们就会有强壮的智力，就不会陷入疯狂。 So Maharaj, and the sequence question is that, so what if someone is already, what if someone is already in madness? How to, you know,
if someone is in madness,
how to recover?
Yes, you have to take the medicine. If someone is mad, you have to give the medicine. This is the Krishna Katha and the Kirtan is the medicine. You will become free.
那如果已经处在疯狂的人的状况的话，肯定就是要吃药。 这个药就是 Krishna Katha， 我们应该谈论关于 Krishna 的话题。如果吃了这帖药，这个就会恢复正常。
Manichi osadhi maya nasibar lagi harinam maha mantra lahatu magi. I brought the medicine, the maha mantra, the harinam. Take it. So all your disease will cure.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他说我带来了这 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, correct?
Yes.
他带来了说，就是带来的这帖药就是 Harinam， 就是唱诵圣名，对。 所以如果我们只要接受就可以了，如果我们能够接受这个 Harinam， 那么我们肯定就能够从这样的疯狂之中被解救出来。
And Harinam, how will do? When you hear Krishna Katha, then you will chant properly. When you do Krishna Katha, you will listen the pastime, the katha, the philosophy, then you will inquisitive to do the harinam, because you will be more and more, because as long as, so the, actually this is the, because it will be question, actually I will go to attend another class, no? So if devotee have question, put maybe next time we can discuss first question.
Yeah, I finish this. Okay, 所以这个 Harinam 呢，这帖药要搭配着就是聆听 Krishna 的话题，因为 Krishna 的话题就讲述 Krishna 的逍遥时光啊，关于这个 Krishna 知觉的这些哲学，这样的话就会能够帮助人能够更好的念诵圣名，好，可以增加对圣名的依恋，所以这个要搭配着。那因为 Maharaj 他接着他又有课啊，所以 Maharaj 在这么忙的情况下真的已经很不容易，他今天这几天非常非常的忙。那因为我看到还有 Pancha Tattva 法部的问题，那还有就是 Sati Mataji 来也再发了一个问题，那我们会把这些问题都把它收录起来，下次请 Maharaj 来回答我们。 Maharaj, there are two more questions, so you want to answer the question next time?
Yes, I will do next time, because now actually I have to go, it is already 10-20 minutes to 10 minutes later.
因为 Maharaj 他已经下一堂课已经迟到十分钟了，所以真的对所有的奉献者真的很抱歉，虽然这个两个问题没办法回答，下一次会回答这两个问题，那把它收录起来。
Thank you everybody. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you Maharaj. Hare Krishna.